The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
On for a long time. So what's the latest wrinkle on that, Jennifer?
It was even weirder this year, Dougie. It wasn't just about pardoning a turkey. The White House came up with this weird
part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. Talkers TV is there. Surveying the stories, the top. Say it again, Doug. Top topics of the week. Say that 100 times, Michael. I dare you, as a professional announcer and broadcaster, say that 100 times.
Seashells by the seashore. Remember, yes, tongue twisters were like all the rage.
Yes.
Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. As we get into this hour of the conversation, which focuses on Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. Talkers TV is there. Surveying the stories, the top. Say it again, Doug. Top talk topics of the week. Say that 100 times, Michael. I dare you, as a professional announcer and broadcaster, say that 100 times.
Seashells by the seashore. Remember, tongue twisters were like all the rage.
Yes, they were, and they were fun. People on the radio.
You don't hear that anymore.
Really
nobody does tongue twisters. You never hear kids doing tongue twisters anymore. And then there are the ones that if you said it wrong, you'd say something dirty.
Yeah.
And then you'd be all embarrassed.
Right. Yes. Instant information courtesy of Michael Harrison, starting at number 10 in the top category.
We have the Ray Rice case tied with the Stephen A. Smith suspension. These are sports guys in the news, number 10. Number 9, we have some politics. We have the midterm elections and the 2016 presidential race, usually higher on the survey, but still among the top 10. At number 8, the ISIS campaign. At number 7, the Lerner anti-GOP emails. The number 6 topic is the Ebola outbreak scare. That's disturbing. At number 5, the Flight 17 probe tied with Russian-Ukraine aggression. At number 4, we have immigration policy tied with the Southwest border crisis, basically the same subjects. Gaza Strip violence at number 3. Number 2, we have the House Obama suit vote. And at number 1, the Obama impeachment matter. And the most talked about people out there, Ray Rice and Stephen Smith, Stephen A. Smith at number 10, Bashar al-Assad at 9, Lois Lerner at 8. Number 7 is the latest incarnation of Governor Rick Perry. At number 6, Bill and Hillary. Number 5, Vladimir Putin. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 4. Sarah Palin is at 3. She just doesn't go away. And John Boehner is at 2. And Barack Obama is at number 1. Not that Sarah Palin should
go away.
Wait a minute.
Are you suggesting that Sarah Palin should go away? Is that what you're saying, Michael Harrison?
I just said not that she should. She's a wonderful example of the citizen activist.
Right, she certainly is. She's also a great example of how things get twisted and turned around. And maybe rather than focusing on her, we'll go to number 6 this week, the Ebola outbreak scare. Something that you said was, I forget the exact thing, but I think you said this was scary or something to that effect.
Disturbing.
Disturbing. Okay. So what disturbs me and a lot of other people who actually look and see what's going on here in the world, numbers and reality as to how this is spread versus the news media, which is what we talk about. This is News Talk Radio. We survey what's happening on the 1,000 News Talk Radio stations. I'm not suggesting
butterfly kisses and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy.
About allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
This is a message for all you listeners out there who work a 9-to-5 job and are constantly trying to juggle kids, errands, appointments, and other commitments, all while having to go to work for someone else all day. You can now work for yourself online from home so you can make your own schedule. Just go to homeincomeonline.com today for details on how you can finally fire your boss and make a living on your own terms. Full and part-time opportunities are available right now in this area. All you need is internet access, and you'll be able to tap into a multi-billion dollar industry with incredible earning potential. If you're a recent college graduate, a busy parent trying to do it all, or are just plain sick of slaving away in corporate America, this is the perfect opportunity to start a rewarding new career. And you can do it all online from your own home on your own terms. Start earning today. Just go to homeincomeonline.com now and enter special code 5353 to get a risk-free information kit. That's www.homeincomeonline.com, special code 5353.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to visit with us. He is one of only 24 nook board certified doctors here in America. He has cut a swath for himself in Salt Lake City and around the country as being an expert in lots of different things when it comes to food, nutrition, special items that keep your spine. That's what Nooka Chiropractic is all about, your neck and your spine. So he also has a website, jackstockwell.com, and a special monthly newsletter called the Forbidden Doctor Newsletter. And in that, he presents lots of, I suppose, controversial, non-conventional points of view. So I wonder, from that point of view, not to overuse the phrase, what is it that you advise people when it comes to Thanksgiving and overeating? You're always talking about the gut. If you have a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy body. So if all of the things, Thanksgiving by design is an attack on your system, an attack on your stomach.
You know, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Now, you know, any time of holiday, you have Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, July 4th cookouts, all this stuff, we're going to be throwing into the body a crazy mixture of fats and carbohydrates and proteins. And so the most, and I'm not going to tell anybody to not eat pumpkin pie and sweet potatoes with marshmallows and all the other stuff that people eat. The thing is to help and aid and assist the body in being able to digest this stuff. So the big thing that I talk about with my patients during this time of the year, right on through the first of the year, is digestive enzymes. And you know, I've always pushed Zypan. You know, it's made by Standard Process. It's a mixture of digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. That if you can take three or four of these after your Thanksgiving meal, you're not going to feel bloated. You're not going to feel tired. You may still want that tryptophan nap that the turkey's going to give you, or getting past that sugar ham. The idea at this time of the year is to assist the body in being able to digest everything you're going to be throwing at it. And so, and Zypan, you know, it's one of the earliest things Dr. Lee ever came out with. Back in the late 20s, early 30s.
Dr. Lee was the founder of Standard Process.
Right, and he came out with Zypan, and he pushed it as a digestive enzyme to assist and aid in the body's ability to digest the foods that we throw at it. And the FDA came down on him and said, you can't say that. You cannot say that these digestive enzymes are designed to aid and assist the body's digestive processes. At the same time, they allowed Camel cigarettes to come out and push Camel cigarettes as a digestive aid, even with doctors pushing and promoting Camel cigarettes to aid in digestion. So, you know, we don't want to get off on an FDA political
story.
No,
what I want to do is have you help people understand what they need to do to protect your back to the gut, and why it's so important, the function of the gut, and what it is that you can do about overeating, over drinking too much alcohol, things that are naturally occurring.
We have patients who, you know, are going to be making their, eggnog Alexander, whatever, I forget what it's called, an eggnog with a good heavy dose of brandy in it. I have patients who tell me that even, you know, if they're going to a party and they know they're going to be drinking a little more alcohol than normal, if they just take the digestive aids, if they take Zypan, they find out they're able to handle the alcohol better. But on Thanksgiving Day, you know, some people will be drinking wine, a little champagne, perhaps some spiked eggnog with their meals or after their meals. Again, it's the same thing. We're throwing into the stomach something that is designed to have fats and proteins and carbohydrates come separately. We're going to throw them all in there at the same time, all together in one big mishmash inside the stomach, hoping the body's going to be able to process this. It can only do so with a outside help in the form of some digestive enzymes, digestive aids. And that's why I always talk about Zypan. It's got hydrochloric acid and a whole bunch of other things added to it to help and assist the pepsin, the proteolytic enzymes coming out of the pancreas, help to assist the flow of bile, several other things to process the foods that come through. And it's probably one of the best sellers that we have inside of our own clinic. That and a couple other supportive things to the endocrine system.
Well, I've taken Zypan. I'm not making a commercial out of this either, but I find that if there are other products around that have the same ingredients, what do you recommend to people, just in general, what is the main ingredient there? They may be able
for something that has hydrochloric acid, lipase, amylase. The lipase will break down the fats. The amylase will break down the carbohydrates. The hydrochloric acid will break down the proteins. Those are the things you want to concentrate on.
All right. Good suggestions on how to...
This will avoid heartburn. This will stop your heartburn after a Thanksgiving meal.
All right, so there you go. I like that idea, and a lot of people will be wanting that as well. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day. Check out jackstockwell.com.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Some of our videos of the day this week have been entertaining and helpful, so I thought we'd go back to one, the video that was earlier in the week featuring the Sir Douglas Quintet. And the reason that, and we have the music in there, the audio obviously isn't as good as the video, but the video of the day, it sort of underscores a place where I was back in the 60s, and I had a friend, for whatever the reason, this guy's name, George, is a friend of mine in Los Angeles. When I called him the other day, I referred to him as Sir George, and for some reason into my mind came the Sir Douglas Quintet. So the video that we have up, posted to DougStephan.com, and the audio goes with it. Richie, have you found it? Mendocino? They had any number. Kenny, how many big hits? There's a like 2 or 3 year thing for them where they had a number of, I think, 3 or 4 good albums. I'm trying to remember some of the songs. They all kind of sounded like this. Do you remember any more about them specifically?
Didn't they do She's About a Mover?
Yep, she did About a Mover,
that's,
yes.
That's the only one that I really remember.
Really? Well, this one was big as well. Richie, crank this up with you a little bit. The reason that I wanted to crank it up is because the electric organ was big at this time. Every song that was a hit had this, that what you're hearing. Is that, that is the electric organ, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Electric organ was big just before the synthesizer came into existence.
Right, yeah.
That took over for a few years.
Mendocino is on there. Jennifer, how far up the coast is Mendocino?
It's almost towards San Francisco.
Yeah. They had come here.
You knew that just before.
English group, and they were taken by California, as most people are, until they lived there. It's beautiful to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. All right, so that was one element from the video of the day box this week. Another one that's appropriate for this Thanksgiving week, William Shatner coming up with safety tips for people planning to deep fry their turkey. So the video is better,
Shatner,
but the audio is
good. I love fried turkey, so join my Friars Club. But turkey and oil are a dangerous combination. So watch this video. I want your comments on it. I want to know how you plan to keep yourself, your family, and me safe from turkey fryer fire. I once loved this.
relationship ended suddenly. It started as a hunger. I want a moister, tastier turkey. I want a deep-fried turkey. Back then, everyone was doing it. Turkey fryers flew off the shelves left and right. When I laid my hands on that fryer, I didn't want to let go.
Doug7.com, but it's typical the way his voice is and the inflection and stuff. You can just kind of imagine yourself there. The drama. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, he's funny.
It is funny stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and David Frum. Coming right up, if you happen not to like the Koch brothers' politics, should you accept their big donations to the arts, hospitals, education?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Schrum. If you happen not to like the Koch brothers' far-right politics, is it okay if you run a not-for-profit to take their big gifts to the arts, hospitals, schools?
If there's going to be money there that's going to help the arts, that's going to help feed hungry people, I think you take the money. If we begin to apply a political litmus test to all charitable contributions, we're going to really hurt the nonprofit sector in this country.
Does this apply to all people who give to political parties or only to Republicans? That is, if there's a wealthy Democrat, as there are, and he gives a lot of, or she gives a lot of money, does that mean that their church or synagogue should refuse to deal with them? There's an implicit premise here that there's something dirtier about Republican donation and that it is always going to be liberal-minded people who are deciding who gets to do the boycotting, and that's not always going to be true. So if you want to plunge the society deeper into polarization and civil strife, be aware that it always breeds its own reaction.
Well, I don't like what the Koch brothers are doing. I think it's outrageous. I think it's way too much money. But they're not doing anything illegal.
Right.
I mean, the Supreme Court opened this door. They're exercising what this court narrowly has defined as their constitutional rights.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and David Frum.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know, but now that I'm not sticking around.
Stick around. Another half hour of the Good Day program. We're celebrating Thanksgiving 2013. The other night, Jay Leno described the first Thanksgiving as a meal of thanks between the undocumented pilgrims and the native Indian tribes. Unfortunately, the undocumented pilgrims refused to leave. Therefore, we have what we have here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're thankful that his health is improving, and that's a good thing. Ken Kessler, I'm thankful for you and all the work that you do. Jennifer Horn, thankful for your beautiful attitude. And Roberta, I'm just thankful for you. What
Aww.
Else?
She's a treat.
I see as a trick or a treat. Richie was following a story. This is pretty incredible, actually. This lady named Marion Stokes, who did something that I'm guessing not many other people, if any other. The story is at DougStephan.com, Richie, if you want to underscore it.
Well, I thought it was so interesting. Apparently, she passed away. And her kids were trying to figure out what to do with all of the leftover stuff from her hobby. Her hobby was she was a news junkie, and she would watch and tape every single cable news channel all day, every day. So when she passed away, they found that she had 140,000 VHS tapes in her house with 35 years of TV news on them. They said that she would have two TVs in the same room at the same time and could pay attention to both programs at the same time. They said that when she walked down the hall, there would be other TVs in other rooms, and all of them had VCRs rolling on them at the same time. What doesn't get answered in this article is how she watched back the tapes, because she was constantly watching the new VCRs. She probably didn't. So apparently MSNBC, Fox, CNN, CNBC, and C-SPAN were being recorded around the clock. The cool thing is that they're going to take all these tapes and they're going to ship them to a college in California and have them all digitized.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Okay, so I have to tell you guys, I'm laughing at this story with the little tear in my eye. Seriously, this makes me cry. a little because my grandfather, Bunky, my dad's dad, used to tape, and he wasn't as insane as this lady, but he would tape every Charlie Rose and every Larry King that was ever on. And that was one of the things we had to figure out how to get rid of when he died, because he had, I mean, boxes and boxes every night of every Charlie Rose and every Larry King. And eventually we just ended up tossing them. But this lady makes me sad. She made me think of my Bunky.
Roger McDonald, who
never rewatched him ever, by the way.
Who was the librarian at the Internet Archive, which is where all of these will be digitized. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to building a free Internet library of information. He calls her a hero. For somebody to be able to archive history like that and leave it behind.
And she probably cataloged it. I mean, my grandfather cataloged his, like every topic and every, you know, probably a great resource for somebody.
I'm looking at a picture of some of the boxes, and they look like they're in accounting boxes, and, you know, it looks like they have something written on the end. So I would imagine there's someone, cataloged.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Just what people do with their lives, what people think is important. Mm-hmm. It just shows the variety of the people who are very into certain things. Some people think this is important. Some people, what are you doing this for? They're asking us what.
Right. Do you think that that her neighbors were like, that's the weird lady who never comes out of her house and just watches the news all day?
Yep, could be.
But does it matter at the end of the day? No.
At the end of the day, it's a cool gift she left behind.
Speaking of gifts, we have this Mom Knows Best tip giveaway. Thanks to our friends at Exogen, we are inviting you to post on Facebook and Twitter what you know best about health. In other words, things that have worked for you. We did this last year and had great success with it. So what we're going to do again this year is have you go online to, you don't go online, you don't have to go to DougStephan.com, just go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter and post some of the tips that you have used. Maybe you were your grandmother passed them down to your mother, and your mother passed them on to you. Fathers don't get enough credit here. Maybe there's something from your father, something that you learned at work, whatever it is. So every week we're going to give away blankets and thermometers from Exogen for the best tip. Ken's going to go through some of the tips that are already posted there. Plus, we have a conversation about how to deal with a potentially awkward situation at holiday dinner. That's coming up here on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
My 12-year-old granddaughter got upset about something she saw in her own neighborhood. People texting while driving. She looked through the Lens of Liberty and decided it was her responsibility to do something about it. She made simple little stop signs that kids hold up in their car windows saying, "Stop texting. We see you." The idea has caught fire in other schools around the country, and she has been on national news programs talking about personal responsibility. I'm proud, not because she is my own granddaughter, but because she understands that Americans shouldn't always depend on government to protect our safety and our freedom. It's our own responsibility first.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-767-9042. That's 1-800-767-9042. 1-800-767-9042.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Email the Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com or Rich at DougStefan.com or Roberta at DougStefan.com.
I see a pattern here, sir.
There is. I got somebody sent me an idea for having fun with children. Here's an idea for those of you who are looking for a constructive way for your children to engage themselves for Thanksgiving. How about this for an idea?
You're good.
The children are watching the Macy's Day Parade. You give them a stack of paper, legal size paper, plain paper. Give them the list of people who are coming for Thanksgiving dinner and a set of colored markers. And what they do is they make placemats for the dinner table as a result of looking at the floats, coming up with ideas, the name, put the name of the float, and then you put them on the table as place markings. And this is good because children love to. Isn't that a good idea?
I will have my kids do this.
All right, so there you go. All right. Now, speaking of tips, Ken Kessler is monitoring on our Facebook.com/Good Day Show the Exogen Mom Knows Best tips. We have a number of them, and you can certainly add to the list. What happens here is that we are going to give away, is this every day, every week, Richie? What are we doing for?
Every day for a few weeks.
Every day we're going to give away.
Actually, blankets. For the rest of the year.
Okay. Exogen blankets. And their Exogen thermometers. So what happens here is we ask you to come up with tips to help keep your family happy and healthy. So if you've got a good one that you've used and you're sure that it works, especially if there's some kind of cold or flu that you've worked through and you want to help other people maybe keep from getting the flu or how to deal with it, best tips are going to be eligible for the blankets and the thermometers from Exogen. So Kenny, what examples do you have? Maybe you can pick a winner. Because between you and Richie, we ought to come up with something that's cool, and we'll give them something that's cool.
Okay. Jay says, try to get outdoors as much as possible. Exercise will help your body stay strong.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. What else?
Char says, remember that weather doesn't make you sick, germs do.
Correct.
Diligent hand washing, no unnecessary touching of public objects, and a healthy diet.
So then you should keep. Well, I was going to make a Conrad Murray joke. I guess the best not keep going.
Marie says, eat healthy and don't overdo the hand sanitizer.
I think that is more correct.
That's true, yeah.
People overdo it.
And Wendy has a ton of advice. She says, sleep, exercise, balanced diet, vitamins, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you sneeze, and stay home when you're sick. And don't forget your daily dose of Doug Stefan and the Good Day Crew.
All right. That takes care of that. Oh, wait a minute. No, it doesn't. Not quite. All right. That's enough. So, what else do we have, Kenny? Is that not enough? You want to lay a few more on us?
We've got more. Juliana says, three simple things daily. An apple each morning. Drink lots of water all day. Cod liver oil at night.
Yeah.
Very good. That's great. Yep. Norwegian, by the way, Norwegian cod liver oil is better for whatever the reason than regular cod liver oil, if that helps, it makes a difference.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
I haven't the slightest idea. The fish are colder or the oil is better.
It just sounded right.
No, I just don't. I researched it a number of years ago, and I know because cod liver oil is something that I have as a staple, and I give it to Charlotte as well, but I don't remember why I chose Norwegian, but I know that it came from some information.
The Irish was all sold out.
That I, yeah. Irish.
The Russian tasted too much like vodka.
That must have been what it was, Richie. Yes, exactly. Kenny, you got any more? You two guys listening to this so we can pick a winner?
Mm. Yeah, we got to save some winners for, you know, next week. And this, so don't use them all up. I mean,
no, okay. I'm just going to pick one out of this group and give them the prize. You said we're supposed to do it every day. So I'm happy to have you guys pick one of the winners. And we'll send them the Exogen blankets and thermometers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Exogen has you.
I've already got my winner.
Have you?
As soon as I heard it, I liked it.
Was what?
The one who said start. Yes. The one who said start the day with eating an apple.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the one who said listen to Good Day?
It may have been the same one.
We can be bought. That's the lesson here.
Yeah. We can be had. Yeah. All right, so Richie likes the apple one. Anybody else got any opinions? Or we give it to the person who came up.
I like the apple and lots of
water. Yeah, I like the apple too.
Apple cider,
and
apple juice, lots of apples.
Yeah, and don't use too much hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Okay.
That one's still in the running. Maybe that one can win tomorrow.
Yep. All right, so we have one winner today, another one tomorrow. Exogen blankets and the thermometers. The Exogen folks have you covered. So what we want you to do, the Mom Knows Best tips, you're invited to post your best health tip for the cold and flu season, for the winter season, at Doug Steffen. No, you didn't send them to Doug Steffen. At facebook.com/Good Day Show. That's the best place to go. If they send them to us on the website, I'm only going to get them. This is universal if they go to the Facebook page, Kenny, right? Makes more sense to do it that way.
Right.
All right. So that's that. And I think we have everybody covered in that department. I promised something else here, but I honestly... Oh, I know what it was. I want you to think about this for a second. Now, maybe we spend a minute on it now. How do you deal with awkward situations at the holiday dinner table? Earlier on, I was giving people advice about what not to do, who to toast, and what not to do at Thanksgiving so that you get away from some of the naggy, noodly stuff that happens at Thanksgiving dinner when people are together and they have too much to drink. That isn't the solution, Richie. You want to stay away from drink because oftentimes the drinking gets people into a place where they start talking and then they're embarrassed or they...
That's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Yeah, that must be it.
Now you tell me.
All right, have you had... Roberta, what was the most remarkably memorable, uncomfortable moment at a holiday dinner, Thanksgiving dinner? For you.
I don't think we've ever had one in our family.
Really?
Come on.
No, honestly.
I've got a great one.
What?
No, honestly.
My cousin had passed away. My cousin's husband had passed away. My dad set a place for him at the table by mistake.
With a nameplate and everything.
No, just an extra chair. And then it was like, oh.
That's awesome.
Wasn't that long ago?
Just knowing it was your dad.
Right.
We didn't mean to.
No.
But you could turn that one around, you know, in memoriam.
We just miscounted.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, I would have just said I wanted to have a place for her there, even though she's not here, we miss her.
Yeah, we did that for my dad the first year he went in there for Christmas dinner. Here's an empty chair.
Yeah.
Sit down, Dad.
Makes sense.
Chow down.
Okay, let's see. Richie, embarrassments for you at Thanksgiving?
You know me. I've always got a couple of beers in me. There's always going to be something I say
that
comes back. Right.
Shut your mouth.
I talk too much and I drink too much and it's all fun and then...
Congratulations. Great example for your children. All right, Kenny, what about you?
Why not?
I remember a Thanksgiving when I had just gotten engaged to my ex. And my my mom was very nervous about making sure everything was right, and she said a series of really stupid things. The worst was when my ex was talking and talking about her family, and she had a younger sibling who was a lot younger. She had a sibling a year younger and a year older, and then one that was like 15 years younger. And my mom said, "Oh, a happy mistake."
Love it.
There you go.
Got a gobble turkey on the holidays. But Ham gets a jealous Ham. Go ahead and gobble. You can't beat my honey glaze. Every single year they have a
happy Thanksgiving from the Doug Steffen Good Day crew to you and your family. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
On holidays, I'd be the man. Got a gobble. Turkey said, Ham, you've had your chance. Turkey said, yeah, I love my dressing. You should have asked cranberry sauce to dance. Turkey got a gobble. Turkey on the holiday.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many different scenes could you remember from this movie? Look at him then, and look at him now.
There's a difference.
He was here in town, in my hometown the other day, shooting scenes from a movie. Vince Vaughn was here, and then John Travolta was here. And just the pictures you see of him, he just looks weird.
You know, Travolta is an interesting...
Really nasty characters, along with some interesting characters. He does have a broad... He sort of has a broad spectrum... and appeal because he's been able to take his craft and use it so that he wasn't typecast, really. And that could
Rich hit it right on the nail right on the head. I mean, his career was in big trouble, and then he got the role of Pulp Fiction, and then Tarantino.
It was over.
This is resurgence.
Revitalized him, and he's made a ton of money in the last 20 years, getting big paycheck after big paycheck, and that play really is owed to Tarantino and Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with the movie news. We're going to have a quiz from a movie. Actually, the outtakes here are from the number one movie during this week in 2001. Kind of a strange flick, but we'll see how well you do with it as we want to bring you a swell Thanksgiving prize. 888-302-3684. If you can identify this movie, we'll start with this first clip.
You're curing me of my ridiculous obsession with love.
I should know this.
I don't know whether you should or shouldn't. Let's see who else knows it. More importantly, the audience, 888-302-DOUG. If you can identify this movie and have number one before a lot of new listeners, so we have new opportunities for a swell prize. If you can figure out the movie, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Here's the next clue.
Of all things, I believe in love. Love is like oxygen. Love is a many splendid thing. Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Let's see if we get the music there. 888-302-3684. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
I got it.
Jennifer, you got it?
Don't. No.
Roberta? Roberta hasn't got it. Next clue. Last clue.
The magical sitar player falls from the roof and says, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return."
That fake Scottish accent is pretty much the giveaway, and now you gotta just pick out which movie it is.
Play that kind of
thing. I think I have it.
Play the magical sitar player falls from the roof and says, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return."
Although I never saw this movie, and it kind of tanked, didn't it, Chucker?
It was for him.
I'm thinking of a different film. It's Initials MR or my.
Yep. Yeah. No. Yeah. They are. Yes.
Okay. No, all right. That movie did well.
All right. So let's get some movie news before we run ourselves out of time here, Chucker.
All right. After a few directors, including Ben Affleck, have passed on directing the big screen version of Stephen King's epic novel The Stand, Warner Brothers reportedly targeting Captain Phillips director Paul Greengrass to helm the film. He's a good director. He did the Jason Bourne movies. Now, The Stand was made into a TV miniseries, I believe, in the 1990s with Gary Sinise and Rob Lowe. I thought it was terrific. I'm interested to see what they do with a big screen feature. One other bit of news, Doug, a big screen version of Kojak, starring Vin Diesel, starts filming in 2014 for a 2015 release. To me, there's only one Kojak. His name is Telly Savalas, so we'll see how Vin Diesel.
Not likely he'll be showing up for this.
That'll be interesting.
Is the only requirement he's bald?
Apparently.
I guess he has no hair, so they said, "Hey, you want to play Kojak?" But right. He's pretty good anyway.
Yeah, but there's no cultural fiber or intellect to him. He's just kind of a guy that shows up like a piece of meat for a role. That's the way I see it.
And they sell a lot of tickets to this.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, he'll bring people in. He does some weird stuff. Movies on this date. The Crucible opened up on this date, 1996. Daniel Day-Lewis, Winona Ryder. Remember that one, Chucker?
Yeah, it was okay.
DJ in Lake Havasu City. What's the name of the movie?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge.
Wow, I was wrong. I was thinking it was a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah, good for you, Richie.
I played the Indian love
nice
guy.
Nice job. All right, sir, you get the prize. Hold on just a second. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir, too.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.